interesting to see the veteran. We have a game before our hand. May the better
predictions
team.
Predictions quickly. Arsenal, PSG.
PSG 1. Arsenal 3.
Thank you for listening and watching the back page right here on RCV, your home since 1994. Thank you, Mulingi. Join us next week, same time, as we are now counting down to the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Imagine walking miles to school with confidence and pride. No more painful feet. No more worries about sharp rocks or scorching pavements due to torn shoes. Just the pure joy of learning and growing. So join the movement. As Village Steps Foundation, we're on a mission to provide shoes for children in need through the Shoes for Smiles campaign in partnership with Radio Christian Voice and Zamshu. You can be a game changer. So how can you help? Donate new or gently used shoes. Spread the word and share with friends. And drop off your donation at Radio Christian Voice in Lusaka. You can make that new purchase of shoes at a 20% discount at Zamshu under this campaign. For more information, send an email to emakunda@villagesteps.org or you can call or WhatsApp on 0973-559669. That's 0973.
Zambia can benefit from the Chinese market to upgrade soybean production, Sedora. RCV held for faith-based programming. And Ghana Parliament passes anti-LGBTQ plus bill. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. The Crushers and Edible Oil Refiners Association, Sedora, says Zambia should position itself to work with competitive markets if the soybean sector is to grow. Zambia is moving to tap into a huge soybean export market after China expressed interest in buying up to 3 million metric tons from the country. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Sedora Director Aubrey Chimumba explained that the Chinese market is an opportunity that requires the country's soybean production to be efficient and competitive to remain attractive to Chinese buyers. Dr. Chimumba highlighted last season's soybean yield was 1.1 million metric tons per hectare, emphasizing the need to produce at least 3 million metric tons per hectare. Such a move will allow the country to be competitive on price, said Dr. Chimumba. Meanwhile, he cautioned that the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, should not set the floor price of any commodity, stating that they should buy at the prevailing market price. The Department of Fisheries and Livestock in Pulungu District of Northern Province has arrested 9 people in connection with trading and transportation of fish during the ongoing Lake Tanganyika annual fishing ban. Pulungu District Director, Fisheries, Livestock and Veterinary Services, Mpundu Ngandwe, has revealed that the 9 were arrested on May 27, 2026, after a joint operation by the Department of Fisheries, Zambia Police, and the Department of National Parks and Wildlife in Pulungu. In a press statement made available to Zanis in Pulungu today, Ms. Ngandwe disclosed that the suspects include 7 females who were apprehended while trying to sell assorted dry fish, including carpenter, and two male suspects who were apprehended while trying to transport dry fish using motorbikes to unknown destinations. He revealed that 75 kilograms of assorted dry fish and two motorbikes were seized in the process, adding that the suspects are detained at Mpulungu Police Station awaiting trial. Mr. Ngandwe said the department has noted with concern the unscrupulous people circulating and misleading the public on the extension of trading in fish. The Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, has commended Radio Christian Voice, RCV, for its commitment to faith-based programming following a tour of the station in Lusaka yesterday. Speaking after the visit, IBA Director General, Mr. Webster Malido, said the station's religious programming plays an important role in supporting Zambia's identity as a Christian nation. Mr. Malido encouraged the broadcaster to continue promoting faith-based content and reaffirmed the authority's support for the station's work. He said the IBA remains committed to working closely with broadcasters and other industry stakeholders to promote pluralism, professionalism, and impartiality in the media sector. Mr. Malido added that the authority is focused on maintaining a collaborative and proactive approach to regulating the broadcasting industry. During the tour, the IBA presented Radio Christian Voice with the award for most consistent station in Lusaka Province for 2025. Mpika District Commissioner David Siame has emphasized the need for sustainable utilization of land and natural resources as a critical measure in mitigating the adverse effects of climate change in Muchinga Province and the country at large. Zanis reports that Mr. Siame said this during a two-day stakeholders meeting held in Pika that brought together participants from Kanchibia, Lavushimanda and Pika districts to discuss climate resilient land governance and sustainable natural resource management. The district commissioner noted that the meeting was important as it provided stakeholders with an opportunity to explore ways of supporting community-led initiatives aimed at promoting climate resilience and implementing adaptation priorities in targeted areas. Mr. Siame said prudent utilization of land remains one of the most effective ways of addressing the challenges posed by climate change and safeguarding natural resources for future generations. He commended the People's Process on Housing and Poverty in Zambia, working in partnership with We Forest Zambia for their continued support towards promoting sustainable land use and conservation of natural resources in various parts of the province. In African news, the parliament in Ghana has approved a new bill criminalizing homosexuality and the promotion of LGBTQ+ activities. Identifying as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender or queer can be punished by up to 3 years imprisonment. The bill also introduces a duty to report prohibited acts to police. Religious leaders have pressured President John Dramani Mahama, who still needs to ratify the legislation to strengthen anti-gay laws since he came to power last year. Same-sex relationships have been banned in Ghana under laws dating from the British colonial era. Coming up shortly, no deal announced after Trump meeting to make final determination on Iran. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Red Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. U.S. President Donald Trump had a meeting with top aides on Friday to make a final determination about a framework for extending the ceasefire with Iran, but it concluded without clarity on the next steps. He said Iran must agree to never have a nuclear weapon or bomb, that the Strait of Hormuz be reopened for unrestricted shipping traffic in both directions, and that any mines in the waterway are destroyed. The meeting was held in the White House Situation Room used for dealing with major crises. Iran earlier said it was not negotiable.